The Crossing Borders studio tour is going on now through Sunday, October 6th. Crossing Borders is a self-guided tour of artist studios and galleries along the North Shore. It's been going on since 1996. This year's tour features 23 artists in 8 locations between Duluth and Grand Portage. Sunday was a beautiful day for a drive, warm and sunny, with the fall colors just beginning to turn, so I decided to see what Crossing Borders was all about. First stop, the Betsy Bowen Studio in Grand Marais. Hi.
Hi there.
So you have a little demo station, is that what this is?
I do, yes. I have a little slideshow of art from the new book that's due out next spring called Plant a Pocket of Prairie by Phyllis Root. And I, so last summer I traveled all around the prairies, western and southern part of Minnesota. Lots of plants and butterflies and reptiles, and it seems like a more airy look to the art for me than usual.
So how does this process work?
Well, it's prints on paper, so we're ending up with artwork on paper, and but preceding that is carving a design into a piece of wood, and then rolling ink onto that and printing that onto the paper. That's the way the image works. So for more or less, for every different color, there's a different piece of wood with different shapes on it. And is repeatedly, successively printed onto different colors.
Betsy isn't the only artist at her studio for Crossing Borders. There are 3 others, including Canadian Fritz Lemberg, one of the founders of the Crossing Borders studio tour.
Fritz Lemberg, Early Snows Pottery. I'm part of the Crossing Borders studio tour. I was one of the originals, but people don't seem to cross the border anymore, so I'm the one that crosses the border. My work is wood-fired. I just fired a kiln this week, and when I go home, it'll be cool enough to get into the kiln. The best way to describe wood-fired work is the surfaces are irregular. If they're glazed or not, the wood ash floating through the kiln affects the surfaces, and hopefully to pleasing effect. I like the stuff that comes out of the kiln. So, and wood firing is more about the process. Like my work isn't decorated very much. It's mostly about the actual making and then the actual firing. I've always been interested in process, the marks that my hands make on the clay and the firing. Wood firing, and you have to like burning wood. I love burning wood. So.
And you're from Thunder Bay area, is that correct?
My studio and home is north of the border, probably 20 minutes. It's halfway between the border and Thunder Bay. If you've been to Thunder Bay to see a movie or go grocery shopping, you've been past. So there's a blue sign on the highway. You're welcome to stop in.
From Grand Marais, I headed 12 miles east on Highway 61 to KKD Pottery and artist Christy Downing.
Doing the fiery, look around in here, grab a seat so you can get a good view of the show. And,
Christy does raku pottery, and she has scheduled firings each day of the tour. Her home and studio are right on the beach, and her work is every bit as colorful as she is.
The hot pot starts the fire, as you saw, and I can put 1, 2, 3, depending upon how many I can fit. When I cover, it takes away the oxygen. And when the oxygen is gone, the pots are sitting in what's called a reduction atmosphere. And it's in this reduction atmosphere that starts to work this magic with the different glazes. So in about 15 minutes, we'll drop them into pails of water, and they will have a lot of soot, carbon black on them. So that's the process. We'll get them out in you know, approximately 15 minutes. We'll be scrubbing the pots that you just saw go in there and see what happens.
From KKD Pottery, it was another few miles up the highway to the home and studio of sculptors and printmakers Dan and Lee Ross.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Just fine.
How are you? Come on down. All right, so you're doing the whole tour?
We're picking up some.
Oh, okay. I heard you had a fantastic supply of sculpture with small animals.
Oh, yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can see you.
Yeah.
New things.
New this year, I got into turtles. Dan and I went over to Ely one day, and there was a turtle crossing the road, and we stopped, and Dan rescued it, moved it across the road. So here are some ceramic turtles that have, the shell has all kinds of textures, and it's just oxides, different colors. And then I did turtle prints also. Here's a... These are I call them my footprints. I do a stencil, and I use the bottoms of my shoes for some of the textures. And owls are another thing that you can kind of have a license to do things with them. And they have really interesting textures. And so you can do a lot of things to turtles and owls, and you still know it's a turtle. You still know it's an owl. But as an artist, it's fun because you can really play with them.
The Crossing Borders studio tour is going on now through Sunday, October 6th. It's a self-guided tour of artist studios and galleries along the North Shore. This year's tour features 23 artists in 8 locations between Duluth and Grand Portage. Featured artwork includes stone sculpture, Ojibwe artwork, pottery, weaving, glass, printmaking, wood turning, metalworks, jewelry, and leather. To learn more about it, visit crossingbordersstudiotour.com. For WTIP, I'm Kara Thomas.